In France, efforts by President Nicolas Sarkozy to work through the economic crisis have led to street protests by workers. And those workers are often joined by high school students who themselves belong to unions. Eleanor Beardsley reports on how a recent school day turned into a day of protest.
The early morning trickle of students arriving at Lycée Paul Bert soon swells to a crowd of hundreds of teenagers gathered on the sidewalk in front of the Latin Quarter High School. But no one plans to go to class today. The students' goal is to block the entrance of the school and shut it down so they can join the national protest march through Paris. Their leader is 15-year-old Maxime Dubonnet, megaphone in hand and dark curly hair hanging in his eyes. Dubonnet says the students are angry over high school reform plans.
On est lycéens, on est acteurs de notre éducation.
We are students, and we want to be actors of our education and play a role in the reforms. We demand to be brought into the discussions and not have the government force this reform upon us.
Dubonnet is a member of Lycéens Sud, one of the three main national unions for high school students in France. While the percentage of high school students belonging to unions is actually small, the union's ability to mobilize the entire student body is legendary. In demonstrations last spring, dozens of lycées across the country were blocked and remained closed for nearly a month. Today, while the teenagers ham it up, talk on their cell phones, and smoke, a few nervous administrators look out the windows from inside. But literature teacher Richard Simon wanders through the crowd collecting homework from his students and trying to convince them to show up for class in the afternoon. Oh, we have class today, replies one student when Simon asks him for his assignment. Simon says he understands the students' opposition to the reform, but he doesn't agree with the blockade.
Unfortunately, it's not really the most engaged and concerned students who block off the school. The ones who do this seem to just be looking for a day off. It's a bit depressing.
Whether union members or not, activism is a way for students to let off steam in a French school system that is authoritarian and allows no time for anything but study, says Emmanuel Davidinkoff, editor-in-chief of the monthly magazine L'Étudiant.
You have few clubs for arts or sports. So they express themselves with radical things like demonstrations, like closing the high school with chains, and they shout, we don't want the reform. They don't know what is in the reform, but it's their way to express themselves.
As Dubonnet rallies the troops, he also keeps in touch with other lycées in the Latin Quarter by cell phone. The mobilization against high school restructuring has been so virulent that in December the government was forced to postpone it. That was during youth riots in Greece, and officials feared the violence would spread to France. But not all students support the protesters. Many have simply stayed home to avoid the chaos. 17-year-old senior Audrey Prince showed up for class. She is furious that the protesters won't let her into the building.
They can do what they want, but they don't have the right to stop the rest of us. I've already missed 15 hours of math, and I just want to pass my baccalaureate at the end of the year.
By 10 a.m., it's not clear if the protesters will succeed in closing their lycée for the day, but they clearly want to continue the struggle. Dubonnet calls for one group to stay behind and stand guard, while he and the other students join in the giant protest march through Paris. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.